Moncrief on News Talk.
Say, for instance, you win the cash machine and you think, I know, I'd like to buy my own island. And invariably, there's always at least one for sale in Clew Bay in County Mayo, where it is said there are 365 of them. A man with some experience of this is Mayo auctioneer Frank Chambers. Good afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon, John.
The whole thing about 365 islands in Clew Bay, is it exactly that, or has anyone ever counted?
I wouldn't be sure, but we wouldn't be short of one to add it on, you know what I mean? but there are a lot of islands in the bay, and it's situated between Achill-Mulrenny on the north side and Crowpatrick on the south side.
Yeah.
And so it's a big bay.
Yeah, and at any given time, Frank, given there are so many islands there, would there always be some for sale?
You'd have every year you'd see maybe one or two and for sale on the island or in the bay. And farmers would have done a lot of the business themselves, because a lot of the islands would be owned by farmers. Some of them would have shareholdings in it between other guys, and they would farm it in that particular way. And the others then would be privately owned. Yeah.
And the farmers that are using them, do they have cattle on the islands, or how does that work?
Yeah, in the old tradition, yeah, some of them. I'm selling an island in the bay now, and it was generally grazed by cattle, and men would swim from the mainland. From the nearest vantage point, they would swim a distance to the island to put the cattle in, and then when they were fattened up and take them out, they would swim them out, and they would, for the fairs or for the marts that they would be attending.
Right. So, and would most of the islands be used for farming, or are there houses?
Yeah, most of them would. Yeah, most of them would be grazed. A lot of people use sheep now, because they're not as big and they're not as cumbersome to handle, and they're not as difficult to bring into the islands. But the old tradition, fairly big islands would carry a fair amount of cattle. Yeah,
right. But I assume, though, that there are some that have houses on them, and are there people permanently living there, or would they be just holidays?
Yes, there are some of them. Yes, there are some of the islands permanently occupied. I'd say in the bay there is about, now, and I'm not 100% on this, but you certainly have 20 residential islands with people living on them. And some of them would be used mostly in the summer. Some of them would be used by people that would buy them from Europe and have them there. But in the main, they're generally Irish-owned and generally owned by the farming community in large.
And would those houses now have electricity, or how does it get out there?
Well, if there was a policy there, the government had a policy there for years, that anybody that was residential, any of the islands that was residential, that they provided the main things such as electricity, water, and accessibility to the islands. And most of them did receive good state support in the provision of the basic things that people want, as electricity and water and all this. A lot of investment went into the islands over the years on that, and rightly so, because they had been neglected.
Oh, and right.
So it has improved the quality of life for people, and it has made it more attractive for people to live there, because they have better accessibility to the mainland, and they also have better services to themselves.
And for any eccentric millionaires listening, Frank, who think, I'll buy one of them and build myself a mansion on it, I assume that's much easier said than done.
That would be like, Clew Bay is an SSC, it's an area of special amenity, and there are strong restrictions on development to keep its entity together and to keep it looking as natural as it can be. But where there would be the basis of an old ruin or a house there, or a residence of people, you could stand the chance of maybe getting planning permission for a suitable type dwelling that would sit into the landscape without doing damage to it, but at the same time, providing a home for somebody.
Right. Now, obviously, you've sold a fair few of them over the years, and you did sell Dornish Island to Yoko Ono and John Lennon.
The auctioneer, now that's what I was checking it out there today, the auctioneer that actually sold to them was a man called the late R.G. Brown. He was from Westport. Now, I sold it in the 80s when John Lennon died for Yoko Ono. And local farmers actually bought it back and farmed it. So that's who ended up with the property. People that were closest to it. Yeah.
So there wasn't any John Lennon fans or Yoko Ono fans, for that matter, in the bidding for that?
Well, there was no. I'll tell you, a lot of them that did come in the 70s found it. Like, it's in tough in winter time. You're very exposed. You have the South Atlantic winds coming in there very strong. And for to reside there, you want to have, well, let's face it, a very good structure of a property to keep you warm and comfortable to live in. But a lot of them have opted out from that. And the islands are sort of nearly back to where they were years ago.
Oh, yeah. Does it and travelling from the mainland to the islands obviously depends on the position of the island, but the furthest one out, how long would it take to get there?
Well, you'd be talking about 15 minutes, 20 minutes by boat.
Yeah.
But most of the people that would have residence there would have a boat or somebody to collect them and leave them out. And some of the people enjoy the solitude of the whole place and the natural environs of it, because it is most picturesque just to stand on an island and to look out basically at God's creation. And a lot of the Europeans in the early days that came to Clew Bay, now some of them have gone and families gone, but they did love the beauty and the solitude of it and the stillness of everything, even though it's a fairly volatile area in wintertime now.
Yeah. So would most sales happen during the summer then?
Sales would happen during the summer for now. But as I said, most of the people that are buying islands are farmers between themselves and shares that they might have in it. And then there are islands for sale. I have an island for sale there for 170,000. Inish Dawheel is the name of it. And it would be 10 minutes from the mainland.
Right.
By boat.
And how big would that be?
That would be 17 acres. Oh, it's a big island.
Right.
It's a good island.
Okay.
So it would be sheltered, and there is also a well on it for water. So it stands alone, and you could stock it for the winter time, and you could stock it for some of the summer that wouldn't be too dry. You would have sufficient water for stocking.
Yeah. God, yeah, you can imagine. It's kind of attractive in a way, but I can see the wintertime might be harsh.
Would there be a challenge? Oh, there's no question about that, no.
Yeah.
But some people, like the people that reside at the island, are very resilient people, and they communicate well, and they're in or out to the mainland and do their businesses, but are very happy and very content within themselves, you know. So it has an attraction to certain individuals who like that way of life.
Yeah. Frank Chambers is an auctioneer in County Mayo. Frank, thanks a million for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.